I'm Georgie Forshaw, Chief Exec of KCAH.
The money that you've received today, how does it feel to be the recipient?
We are a grassroots charity that relies solely on funding and individual donations from the community. So any money goes towards actually keeping us offering a service to people that need us.
And how will the money be used?
We put a bid together that asked for dinnerware and kitchenware for the supported houses that we have. So we have about 48 units where people that have been through the trauma of homelessness are then looking to be more settled and move on into independent accommodation. And we like to offer move-on packs as well when they move on to independent living. So this money will go towards making sure someone has got something brand new, that respect that person deserves. They shouldn't have used goods. But, you know, offering someone, new stuff to feel invested in and use while they're in the project with us.
So what's the process? Someone comes here and they need your help. What's the first step that you can offer them?
We are historically, I think, very well known in Kingston for running a winter night shelter. And that is something we haven't run for a few years, but we will be running. It's hot off the press. We'll be running this year, actually, because we have seen numbers really spike. So that's kind of an addendum to what we do as an annual event. But the service itself, we have a drop-in Monday to Friday where anyone can come, no matter what the situation. We'll always try and help someone. It is for single homeless people. We can advise families, but we can't house them. So at that point, they can either be their rights can be discussed, how they can navigate their system. And we will also refer them into housing that is suitable for their needs, or we will advocate for them if we don't have those pathways. And then we also have the Bridge, which is a drop-in to support people with complex substance use needs, for people with complex substance use needs, to try and get them either engaged in treatment or make them safe in terms of their use. And then the other arm of what we do is a supported housing project where we have a group of asset coaches that are looking at people that are able to live independently, and they will support them, whether that's into education, employment, looking at making their future be sustainable.
We were talking earlier about the stereotypical view of someone who's homeless. That's not correct now, is it?
I would certainly say that homelessness in Kingston pre-pandemic and post-pandemic is quite different. Before the pandemic, there was an awful lot, and your listeners will know that there was a lot of rough sleeping. You could visibly see it in the town centre. There still is a large cohort of people rough sleeping in terms of percentage of numbers. But yes, we are now seeing a lot of people no different to you or I who are finding themselves in a situation that, you know, you lose your job. The kind of availability, if you're renting, to kind of get together a deposit and then move into affordable accommodation, which now probably might not be affordable, is quite difficult. So we're seeing people on salaries of 55,000, true story, that can't actually move into alternative accommodation, but on paper you would suggest it's achievable. So there are seeing a spike in rough sleeping, people having to rough sleep, but we are still able to kind of catch those people and put them in accommodation. But we are seeing a growing trend of people with employment, stable in their lives and careers, that can't move into alternative housing, rendering them, you know, looking down the barrel of homelessness.
And do you want to give a shout out to the students at King Boys tomorrow who are going to be doing the rough sleep?
Yes, good on the boys. I'm also going to do a drive-by and see what they're doing. But yes, 70 to 90 kids at Coombe Boys are doing a sleep out for us tomorrow. So not only just raising vital funds for us, but also highlighting the realities of what rough sleeping looks like.